Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Aaron Katursky, of course, is our ABC News correspondent. He's in New York for the ceremonies there. Aaron, good morning to you. Tell us what is about to happen with the services that will take place in a few minutes.
You know, in many ways, this is the most important part of the day, and it does happen early. The moments of silence, the tolling of bells, and the recitation of names of victims. And that ceremony really hasn't changed in the last 18 years. It has been remarkably free of politics. Politicians attend, but there are no speeches. And the names are really the primary words that echo around the memorial site. And that will take hours. 3,000 names takes about 3.5 to 4 hours to read, interspersed with moments of silence to mark the times the planes hit the World Trade Center and when the buildings fell.
Who will attend today? I mean, 18 years on, it feels to me from a distance that for some reason this year there's extra attention being paid to this event. Maybe I'm wrong, but do you...
Yeah, I don't know if it's extra attention or whether, you know, you just kind of tend not to think about it and then all of a sudden it pops up and it's one of those days where the lump in your throat and the pit in your stomach are evident again because you remember where you were and what you were doing and how the day unfolded and the complicated aftermath and legacy of 9/11. And for the families, they make the solemn pilgrimage down to Lower Manhattan. I'm always struck by a couple of things. 18 years, the photos that these people are clutching of their loved ones, they look so dated. You know, when you look at photos from, you know, prior decades and you think, man, that's some mustache or at those, you know, bell bottoms or whatever. But the photos are, it looks dated and it's been a long time. And families have changed and subtracted, yes, but also have grown and new generations that are learning of 9/11 only through memories and stories.
It is. It's a generation on, and it's one of the challenges we've got is to keep the memories of those individuals and the memories of what actually happened alive. I've got to ask you about the illnesses. You know, that's a story that we continue to cover outside of the actual anniversary. And, you know, I know some people. I worked for the Iraq-Afghanistan Veterans Group, and there were a lot of people that I have worked with who are now being treated because they rushed down to the World Trade Center site on that day and in the days afterwards, not knowing that they were about to be very, very badly damaged.
And how could they have known? They were told the air was safe, but you knew it wasn't. And first responders especially, but also students and teachers and businessmen and retail workers and anybody else who was down there, they all breathe the same air and they're developing the same cancers and other ailments as a result. And, you know, we know the day killed 23 police officers. The last 18 years from 9/11 related illnesses killed 241 police officers, more than 10 times as many. 343 firefighters on the day, 202 in the intervening years. So 9/11 has had a lasting effect on especially first responders, but anybody who was in Lower Manhattan.
And I know you got to go, but where were you that day?
Out of town, covering
where a
horrific murder in Houston, Texas, that never made air. And you know, you watch it from afar, then you get back to it up close. And I think anybody who was alive then knows where they were. Yeah. It's one of those days.
And then you were probably stuck in Houston. Couldn't get back
for
to
a bit. For a bit, yeah. It was a remarkable thing. But for those who were there or were in the city, it's still painful to go down to the site, even though the physical scar has long healed.
There's no question. If you go to that museum, you better block out the whole day. I went to it thinking, oh, I'll stop by the museum and then continue on with my day. And it was, not to be wimpy about it, but really emotional. kind of stopped everything.
Not wimpy at all. I mean, how can you not be? Yeah. You'd have to be inhuman not to be moved by the experience and by being in a space where you feel small and you realize the enormity of what was lost physically, but also it's evident the souls that were taken as well.
Yeah. Aaron Katursky, our ABC News correspondent, I do appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.